Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 8 a.m. Coffee. This is a special performance art episode where Paul is getting his hair done at Saints and Sailors Barbershop. And I'm sitting here trying to remember the last time I got a haircut, which has probably been years ago. You know what I'm really jealous of, though, is like just the feeling of someone else touching my hair, give me a little massage, a little shampoo, a little wax for my unibrow, that sort of thing. Yeah, let's go ahead and share this and see if we get anybody in the chat. That's Saints and Sailors Barbershop, by the way. Paul Moody. Okay, and I think we're in business now. Check, check. Looking good. Sounding good. Man, that's already looking a lot better. I've seen Paul without a hat almost every day for about 5 weeks now, and it's a little rough. I'm thankful to not have hair, so it's a very consistent look all the time. So if you're out there in the world, what have you been up to lately? Have you gotten your hair cut yet? Have you been to your favorite Mexican restaurant and not exercised social distancing? Because I have seen a whole lot of that. How's your food truck going? Thumbs up for good food truck. Oh, you really can hear me. Nice. No pressure. Man, that looks like it feels nice. I'm going to do a little ASMR episode over here of how I think that feels. Just checking back in with everybody. Caleb Rogers, how are you doing this morning? What is going on out there on the internet, out there in the world? By the way, if you need a haircut, you should schedule it at Saints and Sailors Barbershop. It's one long ad. And it looks scary with the masks. Do you feel scared or do you feel good about it? Thumbs up for good? I mean, I figured. Caleb Rogers is good, laying in his bed. Caleb, do you need a haircut? Oh, he already got his. Sorry, folks. Where was your haircut, Caleb? He says he got the gangsta look. I wonder. Oh, man, who gave us an angry face? I think this is going to spark a little controversy for people who are not ready to get back out into the world. But we'll see. I would love to hear your opinions. Also, what is a gangsta look? I'm going to Google that and see. Maybe I shouldn't Google that. I don't know. I want, if I have any say in this, I would love for Paul's hair to be, ooh, look at that guy. I would love for Paul's new look to be sort of a 90s gangster rap kind of haircut. What am I doing? I don't know what that's the sign for. See, that to me looks like it could be either keep talking or just shut up. So I know it's definitely one of those two things. But to answer your question, what I'm doing, Paul and I have been doing this 8 a.m. coffee podcast since, I guess, the beginning of March or so, and then when the whole quarantine hit, we started doing this every day, which was super fun. for a while until it was 6 days a week, and then things started to kind of open back up, and Paul's doing the food truck thing only a little bit. Where's the coffee? The coffee has already been drank, and I don't want to leave my post at this point because it's I left it in the bathroom. Sorry. It's Kroger coffee, by the way. It's nothing fancy, but I am getting a delivery soon from Golden Roast. Super excited. Paul and I both are going to get some Golden Roast coffee coming up here soon. His is pre-ground because he's a scrub, and mine is going to be whole bean because I didn't put garlic in my grinder or whatever Paul does with his grinder to make herbs and spices. But yeah, what kind of coffee are you all drinking out there? Is it black? Is it creamy? Is it more cream than coffee? What's the sugar content? Are you healthy? Are you a yerba mate kind of person? Are you a green tea? Earl Grey? Dunkin', come on. I'm gonna be over here dunking on Dunkin'. What about Starbucks? You know, Paul makes a good point about buying coffee from Starbucks, that you're still supporting local people, even though it is a, you know, it's a big corporation. They seem to be treating their employees well. If you're a Starbucks kind of person, give me an angry face in the chat. If you are a Dunkin' kind of person, give me a wow face. Okay, this is really specific. We've got a zero sugar butter pecan syrup and almond milk. Butter pecan syrup. And then also Starbucks burns their coffee and it tastes nasty. I'm gonna be honest with you, all... Ooh, don't touch your face, Paul. I mean, I guess you have a mask on, but... Ooh, that was worrisome. I'm worried for your health. Did you wash your hands? Head down. Your eyes are closed. Are you falling asleep? Paul told me that normally when he gets his hair cut and stuff, gosh, that looks nice, that he normally falls asleep. So it's a miracle that he's still awake and with us. By the way, let's just talk about Saints and Sailors for a second. What a cool look. What a cool part of town. I'm going to tag him over here. Also, how would you rate the episodes where it's both of us talking versus just me talking? Give me like a 1 to 1,000 rating. I like a lot of wiggle room in there. Saints and Sailors. It says temporarily closed on Google, by the way. Can somebody get Don and tell him to fix that? It's probably a Google problem, though. But I'm still going to put your website on here. There you go. A lone sad face with happy face. Yeah. Here you go. Saints and Sailors Barbershop. Masterful. Do I have to keep talking, or can I just let this happen? Your alfalfa sprout's gone. Some nice fade going on there. A little texture tool. When I did used to get my hair cut, Paige Howell would do it. Shout out. And the texture scissors always like felt like they were pulling my hair. So maybe it's her fault that I went bald. You know, maybe she like pulled them all out by the root or something. Oh, Adeem Bingham in the chat. How's it going, Adeem? We had Mr. Adeem on just a few days ago. How are you feeling, sir? How are you doing this morning? Paul says hi. I guess I should be speaking for Paul throughout me. There he is, Adeem Bingham. Adeem, if you would like to join again and play a song about Paul getting his hair cut, we can absolutely make that happen. And we would love to see your porch again. It's a nice porch. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Adeem was Adeem's dad. And we need to call Adeem Little Deem. Or your old pal, Deemy. Also, Adeem has a song out called, not Quarantine Days. Oh, help me out. What's it called? What's the other word for what's going on right now? No, not haircut. I mean, there are a lot of haircuts going on. Pandemic Days. There it is. It's a good one. Who's out there playing Animal Crossing this early in the morning? Anybody? Anybody? Plandemic Days. Director's cut. There you go. You got it. Has anyone heard from Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks doing all right out there? What about George Stephanopoulos? He apparently had the COVID and never showed any signs. I shouldn't talk about that, should I? What else is going on in the world today? I have been enjoying the coverage on Murder Hornets and the fact that everyone's talking about them like they're actually going to murder you. Apparently they're not, just for the record. And that has been our segment on Murder Hornets. It's a new thing. I give it about 5 more minutes and, you know, we'll see if anyone joins. And if not, we'll cut things off. But hey, Saints and Sailors Barbershop. If you're needing a little trim, not for the beard, but just for the up top. You want to see what mine's got going on here? Oh, no, that's all you get. It's not good. It's a receding hairline and a cul-de-sac. Does Saints and Sailors sell anything that can help me regrow hair? I've heard from most people that that's like not actually possible unless you do the, you know, take hair from like the back of your leg and put it up top, which sounds strange, by the way. That's very different hair for me. I would show you, but it's a lot of trouble. Plugs, that's what it's called. But again, probably not going to do it. Not from that area. Maybe the top of my foot. What do you think about that, Paul? Yeah, biotin, I've also heard that that doesn't work. Biotin mostly just makes my fingernails grow extra, extra fast, so I have to cut them every 3 days to make sure I can still play guitar in a fairly mediocre way. Unlike Adeem Bingham, who can play the heck out of the guitar. He's a good one. He's one of the good ones. By the way, Adeem is going to be in South Knox tomorrow, is that correct? Doing a few personalized performances and beer deliveries. Yeah, see? You do a lot of nail clipping because of the biotin. That's how it happens. But, you know, so far it is not regrowing my hair. We'll see. If anyone knows anything about hair regrowth, please get in that chat. Do I need to just get some, like, off-the-market HGH? I'll get some big muscles that way, too. No, Donnie, that's not an RE320. This is a Procaster. You know, like a third of the price. It looks cool, though, doesn't it? What do you think of my mic, Paul? Oh, see you later, Paul. Dude, that looks good. Man, if you want some pro level hair trimming, looking good, Saints and Sailors. Yeah. Paul will be with me in just a moment. I want to know who gave the three angry faces. We ran the gamut of, well, let's just give the rundown here. One thumbs up, two hearts. Hot Rod shout out. We've got four laughy crying faces. We have five wow faces, I guess. We've got a crying face and then three angry faces. And I just want to know who's out there angry. Don't hide behind your emojis, you know? Let's get out in front of this. We've got Adeem in the chat. So far, this is conceptually a fantastic but logistically lacking episode. What does logistically lacking mean? Oh, sad face. If you can give me some more insight into that, maybe we can improve our content for future episodes. There's another angry face. Crying laughing is winning, though, so I think that means that we're winning. Jeez, a Pete. Adam Kennedy out there, how's the coffee cart going? I would love some actual coffee, by the way. I know I've said it before on the podcast, since we have very, very many faithful listeners who are tracking with me here. I've been drinking SodaStream with the energy mix in it. Tastes like Red Bull. Goes down like Red Bull. Doesn't taste great. Very brown. Highly recommend pouring your energy drinks into a glass to see what color they are. What's going on out there? Who else is getting their hair cut this morning? What's that on the counter over there? Is that diapers? A lot going on. And we're back. Mahalo Coffee. Keep that mask on. Oof. People are gonna give you some hell if you touch your face one more time. The good salons do what?
That's my boy Spence. Alright, hey.
Spence. It's a cool shot too. Who are you paying over there? Hey, is Donnie at the shop right now? Sorry, Donald. Nobody knows him as Donnie anymore. It's Donald.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Chilling, living that man's life.
You look great. I want one of those Saints and Sailors masks.
Yeah.
What do you think, Paul? Dig it? It's a nice fade. I wish I had enough hair to do a fade straight into my beard. I wonder, Paul, back in the day, did you look like Drake? You've got that You got that hair like up top in the beard. Makes you kind
of
look
dude, I
like.
had to shave my beard. It sucked.
Hey, it's a Procaster, by the way.
Oh, it's a Procaster, not a 320?
No, I love it. It sounds a lot like it, but.
It looks a lot like the 320.
Yeah.
That wasn't a typo.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I didn't even see it. Perfect.
I did it special just for this episode.
They're trying to make sure I still got all your features on the top. I'm trying to relay the system right now.
Stay healthy out there, everybody.
I'll be back in just a second, man.
And we're back.
I'm not sure if we do or not.
Yeah, probably.
Can we do Tuesday?
Saints and Sailors needs like a mascot. You need like an animal in there.
Earliest as possible.
I'm smiling, I promise.
You're smiling with your eyes. I can tell. That's how you know it's real.
Yeah, do that.
Don Richardson, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what are we close on June 7th for?
Adeem, the good salons do what? What are you talking about?
I'll get you first thing.
Yeah, no problem.
I think they're doing a good job. This was actually me doing a review of how Saints and Sailors is doing social distancing, keeping a mask on. Are we changing out gloves? What am I, health inspector?
Yeah, dude.
I can't believe I've been talking for 20 minutes. I don't actually enjoy the sound of my own voice. I mean, it's okay. I don't hate it. Man, it looks nice to just be outside somewhere that's not at my house.
Dude.
Or my neighborhood. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing.
Feel great?
What I needed, yeah.
Cool. You want to keep going, document your car ride home?
Yeah, just give me a second, all right?
Let's do it.
We'll do the most inappropriate thing that we can do ever.
Oh. This is not safe.
You got me now?
Yeah, sounds good.
Somebody talking to me about safety right now? I'm in the Rona.
What, do you mean me? I was talking to you about safety.
Oh, what kind of safety, man?
Oh, just being safe.
I'm always safe. Hey, what have you been talking about?
Nothing.
Dude, I know this sounds really crazy, but getting the back of my neck shaved is like...
heavenly.
I feel like somewhat normal right now.
Yeah.
That's good. I had to run out of there because Spencer would try to like... I don't know if he would this time, because I try to over-tip him a lot.
Does he try to give it back or something?
He has. And legitimately, I tipped him like 3 times what I normally try to tip him.
Nice.
Now.
Nice.
So I was running away. Oh, no. Where'd you go, Asher? Where'd you go? Oh,
you're a big
you
S. Superman. Skype mode. There we go.
This thing's supposed to, like, make it safer for me to drive.
Yeah, what do you think?
All I think it does with my phone is completely make it even more illegal. Right there. Hey, I'll just leave you right there.
I could see that.
Oh, man. Dude, it's 8:30, 8:34. So usually that takes a good... 20 minutes longer, man. I'm in there for like an hour, right? Mainly because they're not allowed to shave me right now,
right?
Which sounds really weird to say, but like, yeah. Hey, how do you like the behind the steering wheel view right now?
It's cool. It looks like we're doing some kind of show. I don't know. I mean, I guess we are doing some kind of show, but like...
Oh, like a television show?
Yeah. It looks like you're going to pick people up and ask them trivia questions and then like give them money, like your Cash Cab or something.
I'm Cash Cab. Well, yeah. I'm not going to do that. I am going to roam the streets of my old neighborhood, though. Well, not my old neighborhood, but where I used to hang out.
What's your old neighborhood? Is it in North Knox?
Well, I have a lot of old neighborhoods.
Sure.
But
sure.
The one where I went to school here is
went to Fulton.
Fairmont. Yeah, I went to Fulton.
Yeah.
But like the original Friezo I'm passing right now, man, they've done a lot of stuff out here in North Knox. They've like everything's a bike lane now, which I think everything's always been a bike lane. They put like
depending on who you ask.
Yeah. Like they're fixing it up like nice out here.
Yeah.
Like I'm not upset about this at all.
I love it.
Three Rivers right here.
Do you all do like Happy Hauler with the food truck?
We have. I mean, like, it just depends on who asks us to come.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Sure.
You know, the thing about it is usually like a bar or a brewery will come in, mm-hmm. right? And then all of a sudden, you know, brick and mortar comes out and then you're just kind of whatever. But I mean, like here's like Central Fillings right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I don't know when they're going to be able to reopen, which kind of honestly sucks a little bit.
Yeah. Feel you.
Now we don't go to Central that much, but you know, for the guys that do, man, that's like some of their bread and butter right there. However, I'm going to tell you right now, dude, no joke. Neighborhoods are where it's at right now, food truck world.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
So is it all, because Adeem and I were talking about that idea of having some live music a few feet away from the food truck in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Is that all legal? Is it, like, allowed right now?
Yeah.
That's cool.
As long as everybody stays distant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just got to follow, you know, the rules, part of, right?
Yeah. I'm not gonna name drop on the air because I haven't asked them if I could. Let's start off with that.
I feel you.
But man, and even though I don't have kids this age, and even though you don't have kids, I think we can all feel this right now. Have you seen the whole Knox County High School graduation thing going on?
No, what's going on?
So they're gonna have them do graduation. Social distancing, nobody allowed except for the high school graduate a week before Knox County schools are supposed to start. Right?
Okay.
Which leads to so many questions.
You mean like
right?
In August?
Yeah. Well, like in like the last July. Week of July.
Okay.
Which leads to the first question, which is one, if that's what they're doing, how are they even going to let school back in? Like if they're social distancing like crazy.
Right.
Well, shout out to the Mill and Mine and Taco Taco. I'm driving past them right now. Ooh, I'm doing like a little cruise in Knoxville right
cool
now.
Part
I
of
like
the old
this.
City, yeah.
Yeah. And then these brand new buildings at the Riga Square right across from Southern Railway. Our friend Ryan Reed and did a little photo shoot there at a wedding I catered for Mr. Logan Hankins.
I don't like this at all.
Hold on, let's see if I can somewhat act illegally here. I think me being on my phone like this is just illegal enough, don't you?
I think, well, I mean, if you're not touching it, I think it's okay to have it on. I think the headphones are what's illegal. Somebody report this man. Call 911. He's at...
Yeah, report me.
He's at Jackson and Central...
Gay.
I don't know where you are.
Gay. I'm at Jackson and Gay Street.
Jackson and Gay Street. There it is.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, I lost the connection.
Check. Do you have a pop socket? Who doesn't have a pop socket? I mean, who's out there not playing Pokemon Go right now? Mine actually fell off. Very unfortunate. Next time. Hey, Paul. If you want me to sing a song, you have to donate to our Patreon. Make sure you take care of your family first, but you can go to patreon.com/8amcoffee, and we will give half of everything that we receive as donations to Second Harvest Food Bank. Let me post about that. 8 a.m. Coffee. Somebody hasn't had his coffee. Oh, man. What's going on out there while we're waiting for old Paul to come back? I'm not worried about a little dead space. I'm not worried about a little silence now and then. You know? Sometimes it's what you need. Even as an extrovert. Where are my ambiverts out there, by the way? Who's dead center, right in the middle? Dead center sounds like a metal band. Balcampia? I don't know about Balcampia. Might be a little bit. But, you know, you can stay pretty well distanced out there in the nature of the Coker House. I don't know if we're getting Paul back. We'll see. I haven't seen Tiger King literally at all, but apparently I'm supposed to ask you, how are all you cats and kittens doing? I don't like it. Doesn't have a good ring to it. It's just me and an advertisement for Skype over there. Slowly devolving into madness. I'm also doing a lot of things on my computer while I'm doing this, so maybe I shouldn't. We'll give it just a couple more minutes. Who's out there? What have you been up to, especially since reopening? You know, what are you excited about getting back to? Have you accepted the fact that it's going to be a new normal and not really the old normal? Do you think it's all conspiracy? Did you watch that one YouTube video that everyone is apparently taking as fact? Spoiler alert, I don't think it's fact necessarily. I don't think it's all fiction. Look, I think Tyler Stooksberry pointed out that there was a time where everyone said conspiracies are just conspiracies, you know? But I've gotten into conspiracy talk without you, but you know, now people hear about conspiracies and they're like, I don't know, maybe it's true. Anyway, back to you, Paul.
Oh, sorry. I don't even know what happened, man. I just started going down Gay Street and then all of a sudden my phone like lost connection.
Oh, I see. Did you know, hey, there's like an underground Gay Street?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Yeah. No.
Why? Okay, you think you're better, so do you know why there's a giant statue of a rowboat on Gay Street?
Yeah, because it used to be a river.
No, because the Tennessee River used to flood, and people used to row their boats up and down Gay Street.
That sounds awesome.
So there's actually still a law on the books that it's illegal to row your boat down Gay Street. So
we should try to see if we get arrested.
They raised the street level is what happened. So. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Hey, so high school graduations, right? So yeah. They're a week before school lets in. They're trying to do high school graduations, but they're not letting parents or anyone else attend. Like, nobody can attend.
Wow.
Like, nobody. Yeah.
Wow.
So parents are obviously at an uproar. I kind of understand it, right?
What, the uproar or the distance?
No, the wanting to be there. I mean, like, that's a pretty big deal. Like I'm okay with, like, all right, your extended family and all these people can't come, but like your guardian and like your parents and all that, like, I get wanting to be there for this accomplishment, right? So I reached out to somebody I know in county government, right? and who works really closely with our county mayor.
Uh-huh.
And asked, hey, because I actually suggested it to one of my friends who had been sending, he has been bombing them with letters, right? Like,
whoa.
Of like, hey, not legitimately, not dang. Mail bombing.
Are they
but,
okay?
Like, as in, like, sending a bunch of letters.
Is this like an anthrax scare?
No, no. And said, why don't they have it, you know, like old school graduations? Why don't they have it at high school football fields?
Yeah.
Right?
Nice and which, spread out.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Like, everybody can be away from each other, social distanced.
Yeah.
You sure. know, like, sure. even if you're like, hey, parents, you can come, but you can only sit with your family and you have to, you know, you two can be together or four or whatever it looks like, or three or one, or I don't know. I'm not getting into any of that. But spread out, you know, 6 feet apart, because every football stadium has a high school. Every school has a high school football stadium, right?
I think so.
Right. Okay. Except for maybe like the STEM Academy.
Sure. Right. Sure.
And if it, and they can borrow, you know, a different, like they can just ask to come to somebody's football field, like
yeah, absolutely.
West or Fulton or whatever's close to them. Right. Well, I sent that to them and they said, well, the original plan was to have it at a football stadium. However, they still don't want parents to attend. And I was like, are you?
Why?
Like, I get it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning is.
I could see that being way too many people, though. Like, if you had that many kids and then parents are allowed to attend, what if they bring additional family, even if they're told not to, you know?
Right. Like, so like when, because now all the high schools graduating Thompson Bowling are free, right?
So, yeah, that's like, what I did. Pretty sure.
That is not what I did. But yes, that is what is the new norm is for all these graduations to be scheduled one on top of another at Thompson Bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, when I told my friend, I was suggesting Neyland Stadium at first.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it was like, hey, that'd be pretty cool. You know, like, hey, I graduate, even if you're not into football like you are. But like, hey,
I
graduated
high
school.
I'm into football.
Huh?
I don't know why you're trying to pigeonhole me as a football hater. I love football.
I'm not saying you're a hater. I'm saying you're just not yay sports.
I hate it.
Okay. So, but like, I know it sounds really like cliche and weird, but all I could think of was the movie Son-in-Law.
Uh-huh.
Where they were graduating at the high school.
Right.
On the football field. I was like, yeah, that's what I can see happening. No, but I mean, like, it's outdoors. Like, it's not, like, contained air, all that. I just think there's a solution to make all parties happy. To
yeah.
be a win-win.
For
know?
Sure.
And you can't tell a kid, hey, you can only invite two people. Because then you end up in situations like ours where...
Yeah,
where,
you need to invite four people.
Yeah, you like I think four is max because well, what if you have, you know, step parents, or even you know like, and you, but you also can't say hey, you can only invite your parents up to four people kind of thing because, like, you just got to make it like one rule across the board.
Yeah.
Right. Like everybody's got like hey, you're allowed to come. You can invite four people. Right.
Right.
And. What that would allow is the parents that are in traditional families where their parents are still married, right? If they wanted to invite a grandparent or their brother or sister to come or something like that. Because I also understand the whole, you know, I want my brothers and sisters to come.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
dude, you get into our situation, right? And that's just like, you've got to put a cap on it somewhere. And this is speaking from somewhere, somebody that's got a lot of kids too. But also, like, it's, you know, I've seen people, oh, it's no big deal, get over it. And it made me think about how things aren't a big deal to you unless you're going through it.
True.
And if you're not going
True.
Through it, you're, a lot of people are like, oh, just get over it, you'll be fine.
But yeah.
In the moment, this kind of sucks, you know. Like, I've got, you know, like, I've got friends whose kids are graduating high school, like, student ministry, all that, like. Like, it sucks, man. I mean, they've already lost prom. They've already lost, you know, a whole bunch of other things, like senior superlatives. Is that sure. what that?
Yeah,
superlatives. Like, you know, like.
And like homecoming and stuff, right? Well, that's in the fall, isn't it?
That's in the fall. But
you're
I mean,
right,
like,
I'm not